Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Altilium Metals Limited, which operates as Altilium Clean Technology, specializes in recycling within the electric vehicle supply chain. Just last month, it filed its 10th patent application for the recovery of critical minerals such as lithium, nickel, cobalt and graphite, and the production of low-carbon nickel. While the company shares are not traded publicly, it has secured private institutional funding and has a recently oversubscribed raise on the crowdfunding website Republic Europe. Co-founder and chief operating officer is Dr. Christian Marston. Christian, thanks so much indeed for joining us. We'll get into the recent raise shortly, but first I'll explain more about what Altilium is doing and specifically what problem the company is trying to solve.
Firstly, thank you, Jeremy, for the introduction and the opportunity to talk today. At Altilium, we're solving one of the biggest challenges facing the energy transition and industrial resilience, which is securing sustainable supplies of critical raw materials. Essentially, to get to net zero, you need to electrify the grid, transport, everything. And that takes batteries. And batteries are just critical minerals such as lithium, nickel, cobalt, and graphite. Now, electric vehicles, energy storage, even the defense industry is scaling rapidly worldwide. But the supply chains behind those batteries are highly concentrated and geopolitically exposed. Today, UK and Europe remains heavily dependent on imported materials such as lithium, cobalt and graphite, much of what is refined in China. Actually, China controls over 100% of the refining capacity for graphite. At the same time, millions of EV batteries will reach end of life over the coming decade. And also we have gigafactories being built in the UK. And when a gigafactory starts up, it has around 40% scrap. When it's operating efficiently, there's around 10% scrap. So we see all of those batteries not as a waste, but as a valuable domestic resource. At Altilium, we've developed technology to recover battery-grade critical minerals from old EV batteries and return them directly back into the battery supply chain. We call this urban mining. So ultimately, Altilium is building the UK's circular battery economy, reducing reliance on imported raw materials, lowering carbon emissions, and strengthening energy security.
So what do you regard as your USP then in this space?
Certainly the technology we have is proprietary. And as you mentioned, we have over 10 patents pending. From a technology viewpoint, we are inspired by the mining industry, but we're starting with the urban ore body in an EV battery, which is very rich in these critical minerals. So it's actually the richest ore body of these minerals in the world, and they're together in one place. So we developed the technology that allows us to recover those materials. We can recover them at 95% efficiency, so we can keep doing that continuously. And we do that and produce very low carbon raw materials. Our carbon saving on the cathode materials is over 74%. On the anode materials, it's over 77%. So if you were to build a new EV from our recycled material, that EV would be 20% lower carbon than today's electric vehicle. So we can make EVs even cleaner. I think as well as the technology, and what we see as another economic moat is that in new industries, it's who builds first and who builds at scale. So within the UK, we have that first mover advantage, and we're scaling from bench scale through to pilot to our first commercial facility, which we've received £18.5 million from the UK government under a grant under the Drive 35 programme.
So how large is the commercial opportunity that you see in battery recycling and these critical minerals?
The opportunity is enormous. The global battery recycling and critical minerals market is projected to reach around over 100 billion sterling pounds over the next decade. And as EV adoption accelerates, the volume of batteries reaching end of life will increase dramatically. At the same time, regulations are creating structural demand for recycled material. So from 2031, every EV sold in Europe must have an EV battery that contains a minimum recycled content of lithium, nickel, and cobalt. So we have regulatory tailwinds. Also in the UK, we have no new sales of petrol and diesel cars after 2030. So this creates a high volume of scrap which needs recycling. And of course, batteries don't go into landfill. nor would they, because they contain these valuable critical minerals needed for the UK's energy transition. So this creates a very powerful long-term market driver. And, you know, we see that companies capable of producing battery-grade recycled materials at scale will occupy a highly strategic position within the energy transition, particularly as we move towards needing to onshore raw material supply chains for energy independence in the UK.
So just to confirm, I think you're referring here, aren't you, to the European Minimum Recycled Content Regulations. Is that right? I mean, the UK, of course, isn't in the EU, but are you very much aligned, or is the sector aligned to the EU in this regard?
Yeah, so it's the EU Minimum Recycled Content legislation. Actually, the European market is, automotive market is one of the world's largest automotive markets. And if we look at the UK, over 50% of the vehicles made in the UK are exported into Europe. So actually, globally, all the automotives will have to satisfy that regulation, or they won't be able to sell cars in the region, including UK automotive. So actually, we've been working under UK government APC projects with Nissan and JLR, where we've produced new EV batteries from recycled material and shown similar performance to commercial material and lower carbon batteries. This is important for our automotive partners to have those early data points showing how recycled material performs, because we have these regulations coming in the near future. So, you know, ultimately, this business is around supplying secondary sustainable raw materials to support our customers with their regulatory challenge, but also their sustainability challenge, because most automotives have targets later this decade for circular vehicles and net zero vehicles.
I said at the beginning of the interview, we'd get into this fundraising. Before we get into investors and the fundraising aspect of this, I just want to confirm that the company in its current stage is effectively pre-revenue, isn't it? And I know that you are, I think, due to release 2025 figures very shortly for those that want to invest in the business. But just explain exactly where the business is. You've got these patents, you've got the processes in place. Is this a business you're likely to quickly build to build?
So we're Altium King Technology, so the acronym is ACT, A-C-T, like the play. So our ACT 1 facility, we've been operating since start of 2023. So that is bench scale battery recycling, producing kilogram raw materials for development projects with automotive OEMs. Since end of 2024, we started commissioning the UK's first battery recycling plant, which we call ACT2, which is our pilot facility. Now, that processes one EV battery per day and produces metric ton scale of material for qualification programs, but also starting later this year, we will be selling battery raw materials from that facility to support the revenue generation of the company. Actually, we've had a lot of support from the UK innovation agencies. And, you know, we would even go so far to say that the UK is the best place to start a battery recycling company. The support we've had from the APC Faraday Battery Challenge, which is now the Battery Innovation Programme, via Innovate UK, has been transformational for us. So we've had around £5 million in R&D grants since we started this company. So a lot of our fixed costs and overheads are supported under the development work. But importantly, we will move towards ACT 3, which we've just received a grant from the UK government. And this is £18.5 million. So we plan to commission that facility end of next year. So that facility, ACT 3, is our first commercial facility that will process around 24,000 EV battery scrap and will take us into significant revenue generation.
Yeah, this is clearly a business that's running at speed, which is great for your prospects, I know. And I know that Altium, in addition to that £18.5 million government grant, you've attracted investment from SQM, Marubeni, Mizuho Bank, I think, is also on the list. And you've also had this recently well oversubscribed raise through Republic Europe. I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious this goes some way to explain what the business is doing and the appreciation it's getting from the investment community. But can you just explain what's behind the strength of this investor interest? And my understanding is that this Republic Europe raise announcement was made, and within 2 hours, you were already oversubscribed. Is that right?
So we're very proud to have strategic investors from this industry. And I think importantly, this industry is around, you know, scaling. And as I've mentioned before, it's, you know, we have that positive sense of urgency because in new industries, it's who builds first at scale wins. So we're very proud to have the support of SQM. It's the world's largest mining and refining group. They invested $12 million in 2023, and they're supporting the scaling. Under our Series B raise end of 2024, start of 2025, we had investment of $5 million from Marubeni. This is a large Japanese investment and trading group. And also we had $2.5 million US dollars from Mizuho Bank, which is a large Japanese bank. So we're very proud of those foundation investors. The reason to do the crowdfunding is more around, you know, being able to engage with our community, particularly in the areas which we're investing and building plants and creating jobs. It's also an opportunity to increase the profile of battery recycling and the circular economy for recovery of critical minerals. And also it's a vehicle which if people are passionate about supporting net zero can invest. So that's where we are today. The crowdfunding campaign has opened quite recently. The allocation of shares we had available to priority investors sold out within 2 hours. That priority investment normally is open for a longer period, but we closed it within 1 day, and now it's open to the public, and there's a limited number of shares available. And I think that shows the strong investor interest in companies which can support UK industrial resilience and energy security, because of course, you know, President Trump has made critical minerals very high profile, and also we have a war in the Middle East which has shown the dependence on oil. So essentially we can support renewable energy platforms, we can support UK industrial resilience and energy security. So this project touches on a couple of really important themes: net zero, critical minerals, onshoring supply chains. And as we move forward, the next modern industrial economies are the ones which control the critical minerals. And I think as well, what we see is a trend to what I call hard tech. You know, having investment in AI data centers or power plants or refineries such as what Altilium is building for advanced manufacturing in countries such as UK, Europe and the US.
Okay, so just to round it all off, it seems like now with all this money, you've got funds for the next stage of growth. What's the long-term vision for Altilium and the UK circular battery economy?
Our vision is for Altilium to become the cornerstone of the UK circular battery economy. You know, we aim to build large-scale domestic recycling capacity and supplying sustainable battery materials back into UK and European gigafactories. We have the critical minerals strategy here in the UK. By 2035, that states that 20% of the critical minerals should come from, you know, recycling existing waste streams. So we're not reliant on overseas suppliers such as China. For Altilium, the important point is how we scale. You know, we've gone through the process of Act 1, bench scale, through Act 2 pilot, and now we're moving on to Act 3, our first commercial plant, and that's where we have the £18.5 million support from the UK government. But actually, this is scaling in a very de-risk and controlled way. And we're building to what we call Act 4, which is mega-scale battery recycling around a gigafactory scrap complex we're going to have in the UK. So, you know, later this decade, early next decade, our Act 4 plant will process 150,000 EV batteries, and that will supply around 30% of the UK's battery raw materials. The important point is that right now, Altilium is the only company in the European region that can produce 100% local sovereign anode active material and cathode active material to put back into a battery supply chain to build new batteries. So we see that every EV on the road in the UK is almost a strategic asset of the UK because it contains that urban ore body. So we see that the potential here is that every battery is a source of critical minerals for our energy transition rather than waste. And this is good for not only the environment, but it's good for energy security, industrial resilience and economic growth. Actually, right now, you know, battery recycling in the UK is that you shred a battery and you create something called black mass, which is the anode and the cathode scrap, and you export it to overseas, mainly to China. And when you do that, you export UK jobs, you export critical minerals needed for the energy transition, and you buy it back at a premium. So, you know, Altilium's around closing the loop here in the UK, and we can keep these battery materials here for the energy transition, for EV, battery energy station storage, even defence applications.
Good. Well, we look to hearing more from the company as it grows. But in the meantime, thank you so much indeed for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Christian Marsden. He is the co-founder and chief operating officer at Altilium Clean Technology.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.